This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 175 people have been killed in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after heavy rainfall caused rivers to overflow and inundated villages. Reuters' Trevor Kroll reports.
Flash floods in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo killed scores and destroyed buildings, forcing aid workers to stack mud-covered bodies on top of each other. The rainfall in South Kivu province caused rivers to overflow a day prior, inundating the villages of Bushushu and Nyamukubi. People were seen digging through the mud to recover bodies. Survivors gathered outside a wooden shed where Red Cross workers placed corpses on top of each other. Some describe unimaginable loss.
That was Trevor Carroll reporting for Reuters. Qatar flew a relief flight into Sudan carrying some 40 tons of food and left with 150 evacuees early Saturday as fighting continued between two generals vying for power in the African nation. The port city of Port Sudan, some 415 miles northeast of Sudan's violence-torn capital of Khartoum, has been spared in the fighting and has become one of the few safe transit points out of the country. Negotiations from the two warring sides took place on Saturday. Preparations were underway at Windsor Castle on Sunday morning ahead of a concert set to be held to celebrate the coronation of King Charles III. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Take That are among the musicians who will be playing at the concerts, which will be attended by 20,000 people. King Charles III was crowned at Westminster Abbey on Saturday, along with Queen Camilla. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian Army conducted combat and radiation drills on Sunday on an undisclosed training ground in the Donetsk region, simulating attacks on Russian positions. The assault brigade fighters said they trained the thermobaric grenades that could kill the adversary in their trenches in an instant. Other servicemen put on protection masks and pretended to be measuring radiation and chemical levels on a battlefield. A Ukrainian serviceman said the risk of a chemical or nuclear attack by the enemy is always there. That's why we train detecting toxic substances and an increased radiation level. Russia's foreign ministry claimed on Saturday that Ukraine and the West are responsible for a car bombing that injured a prominent nationalist Russian writer and killed his driver. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Russia's state news agency TASS reported that Russian writer Zakhar Prolepin, known for his pro-war views, suffered serious leg injuries after his car exploded Saturday in the region of Nizhny Novgorod. Russian news agency RBC said Prolepin was still conscious after his car exploded. He was taken to the nearest hospital, where he was reported to be in stable condition under a medically induced coma. A suspect in the assassination attempt was arrested on Saturday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Saturday urged all armed groups in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to lay down their weapons, saying their presence was causing humanitarian tragedies and threatening regional security. Guterres was speaking at a meeting of regional leaders in the commercial capital of Burundi, convened to discuss the security situation in Congo, where armed groups have been blamed for violence and mass displacement of civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday praised Israeli security forces after the killing of two Palestinian men during a military raid in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said Saturday that the two gunmen were suspected of carrying out a shooting attack at a nearby Israeli settlement last week. An Israeli civilian was injured and vehicles were damaged during the shooting. The deaths raised to 104 the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the start of 2023. The leaders of South Korea and Japan are meeting Sunday for their second summit in less than 2 months as they push to bolster cooperation following years of fraught ties over historical issues. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.